Federal authorities are playing down an interstate stoush between South Australia and New South Wales, as both states accuse each other of trying to undermine the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. The controversial plan was designed to help return 2,750 gigalitres of water to the struggling river system, and it was agreed to by all basin states and the Commonwealth in 2012. Marty McCarthy reports from the South Australian Riverland.
On the banks of the River Murray, Renmark local Jack Gibbs remembers a healthier history.
Well, I'm about 62 year old, mate, and I can remember it when I was 10 year old and you could see the bottom in a lot of places. You could see fish striking lures. It was paradise.
He runs an eco-tourism cruise business on the river. He's tired of seeing state and federal politicians squabble over the basin's future.
Look, if we don't have one common objective, mate, it's the end of the line for our Murray. We've seen an absolute decline in the condition of the Murray. You know, we had 10 years of drought, which highlighted a lot of problems.
Over the past week, South Australia and New South Wales have engaged in a game of political finger-pointing. On Monday, a leaked letter showed the SA government ignored advice from the Commonwealth Environment Waterholder to send 45 gigalitres of water into the Lower Lakes and Coorong to help the environment. Instead, SA set the water aside to supply Adelaide with drinking water. After months of attacks from South Australia over allegations of water theft in New South Wales, revealed in the ABC's Four Corners program back in July, New South Wales Water Minister Niall Blair hit back. He criticised the South Australian government for not being transparent enough with how it uses water from the river, prompting a fierce response from his counterpart in SA, Ian Hunter.
This is just a desperate beat-up by those people trying to cover up water theft in New South Wales, trying to distract people from actually looking at what's been criminal activity in New South Wales and actually taking water that was meant for the environment. That's not the situation in South Australia.
At a meeting of industry stakeholders in Renmark today, Federal Assistant Water Minister and South Australian Senator Anne Rustin called for calm.
People with glass jaws probably shouldn't throw stones. The fact that, you know, we're throwing stones at New South Wales, it was inevitable that they were going to get some stones thrown back at us. So let's stop playing politics. The delivery of the plan, the health of the system, the environment of the river, and the health of our river communities is far more important than this stupid petty politicking.
But Mr Hunter then turned on the federal government as well.
Quite frankly, I'm finding it very difficult to get anything out of the federal government. They're frozen in inactivity. When you've got the Deputy Prime Minister in the High Court waiting to find out whether in fact he's a dual citizen and was never, if ever, validly elected to the Parliament, you've got to understand that his attentions are focused elsewhere and he can't put the attention he needs to put on delivering the Murray-Darling Basin Plan.
The tensions come following an announcement last week by the Murray-Darling Basin Authority that it could effectively reduce the target of water to be returned to the river, initially set at 2,750 gigalitres, by 605 gigalitres through creating water-saving initiatives. Neil Andrew, the chairman of the MDBA, which is tasked with overseeing the basin reform, played down the interstate squabbling.
Clearly, if everyone raised their hands and said yes every time, that would be easier. But frankly, the debate's inevitable, and debate in any society like ours is healthy. As someone who lives in one of those states, I expect my states to be parochial about their area. And what I'm grateful about is that we have a plan that the rest of the world envies in spite of that parochialism.